Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this month on Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about October. Now is the time to get those bulbs in the ground. The later you wait, the less chance of the squirrels moving them to your neighbor's gardens. Squirrels are a frustrating reality for gardeners. It's almost as if they're watching from the trees, just waiting for us to step inside so they can come and dig up all of our freshly planted bulbs and move them about the neighborhood. There are a few things they don't like. Daffodils, or narcissus bulbs, are the main one, so I like to plant one or two in each hole with my tulips. I like to wait until the very latest that I possibly can, often the last week of October into November, depending on weather, to plant my bulbs. After going around the neighborhood every spring, and neighbors would come out and thank me for the tulips, and sure enough, some of my brand new tulips were flowering in their gardens. At least someone got to enjoy them. I talked about this trick last year on my podcast, but I think it's a tip worth repeating. If you plant muscari in the holes with each of your bulbs, they act as a marker for upcoming years. Muscari send up their foliage in the fall. That way, if you see some muscari foliage coming up, you'll know there's bulbs right there, and to find another spot to plant your other bulbs. This will definitely come in handy year after year, as you will certainly find new bulbs each year that you'll want to plant. I spoke with someone who owns a bulb company this year, and I really liked her perspective on large tulips. She said tulips should really be treated like annuals. They're very inexpensive. There are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of varieties. Switch it up. Try a new color, try a new combination, or a new variety. And then when they've finished flowering, dig them up and give them away or compost them. That way you don't have to wait for the leaves to die back in the garden, which really never looks that good. I support her concept with a few exceptions. The first being botanical tulips. That is the smaller varieties of tulips. I find they naturalize and do well year after year. Because the bulbs are smaller, the squirrels also don't seem to be able to find them. Adding some bone meal to your holes with the bulbs is never a bad option. It helps keep the bulbs healthy and helps to keep the squirrels away. Rule of thumb is 1.5 to 2 times the height of the bulb is how deep you'll want to plant it. I tend to go 2 to 2.5 times the size of the bulb, just to give it a little extra protection. Pick a nice fall day and enjoy planting your bulbs. After all, the season is really starting to wind down. For Life in the Garden, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Keep growing. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.